DeepEnglish.com.
Helen and Maurice Kay met in 1929 when they were just teenagers. When did Helen and Maurice Kay meet? Helen and Maurice Kay met in 1929 when they were just teenagers. Fast forward to 2015, and the pair is now celebrating their 80th anniversary. When did the pair celebrate their 80th anniversary? The pair celebrated their 80th anniversary in 2015. They've been married longer than most people on Earth have been alive. Have they been married a long time or a short time? They've been married a long time. How long have they been married? They've been married longer than most people on Earth have been alive. Through thick and thin, their marriage has endured. They lost two children and survived a war and the bombing of their house. How many children did they lose? They lost two children. And what did they survive? They survived a war and the bombing of their house. After their young son died, Helen even thought about suicide. What did Helen think about after their young son died? Helen thought about suicide after their young son died, and yet their commitment to each other never faltered. Did their commitment to each other ever falter? No, their commitment to each other never faltered. Helen says she doesn't know what the secret to wedded bliss is, but she thinks that patience and tolerance are important. What does Helen say is the secret to wedded bliss? Helen says she doesn't know what the secret to wedded bliss is. And what does she think is important for a marriage? She thinks patience and tolerance are important for a marriage. Stories like these are what movies are made of. Many people dream of finding someone to spend forever with. What do many people dream of? Many people dream of finding someone to spend forever with. Yet couples like Maurice and Helen are becoming rarer. Are couples like Maurice and Helen becoming more common? No, couples like Maurice and Helen are becoming rarer. Divorce is more prevalent than ever. What is more prevalent than ever? Divorce is more prevalent than ever. In many countries, more than half of married couples divorce. Do less than half of married couples divorce in many countries? No, more than half of married couples divorce in many countries. Take Linda Wolf, for example. She's been married 23 times. How many times has Linda Wolf been married? Linda Wolf has been married 23 times. She's the most married woman in the world. Who is the most married woman in the world? Linda Wolf is the most married woman in the world. Her late husband was a man named Glenn Wolf, a preacher who'd been married 29 times. Who is Glenn Wolf? Glenn Wolf is a preacher who's been married 29 times. Linda says she loves the feeling of being in love. When that feeling fades, she looks for someone new. What does Linda say she loves the feeling of? Linda says she loves the feeling of being in love. When that feeling fades, does Linda stay with her partner? No, she doesn't stay with her partner. She looks for someone new. Divorce is becoming more common every day. One out of every 2.7 marriages suffers from at least one bout of adultery. How common is adultery? One in every 2.7 marriages suffers from at least one bout of adultery. This leaves some of us wondering, are humans meant to be monogamous? When it comes down to it, scientists say that only 3-5% of mammals actually form lifelong monogamous bonds. What do scientists say about mammals and monogamy? Scientists say that only 3-5% of mammals actually form lifelong monogamous bonds. Some of the most noteworthy are wolves, beavers, and bats. Are wolves monogamous? Yes, wolves are monogamous. What other animals are monogamous? Beavers and bats are monogamous. That means that if humans are anything like other mammals, a faithful spouse would be unusual. If humans are anything like other mammals, would a faithful spouse be unusual? Yes, if humans are anything like other animals, a faithful spouse would be unusual. I don't think we are a monogamous animal, says Pepper Schwartz, a professor of sociology. What does Pepper Schwartz say about humans and monogamy? Pepper Schwartz says that she doesn't think we are monogamous animals. A really monogamous animal is a goose, which never mates again, even if its mate is killed. Instead, she believes that monogamy creates social order, but it's not our natural state. Is a goose monogamous? Yes, a goose is really monogamous. Does Schwartz believe that monogamy is our natural state? No, she does not believe that monogamy is our natural state. She believes it creates social order. Many people would disagree. They might argue that a failed marriage isn't a sign that humans aren't monogamous. It's a sign that two people weren't right for each other. What is a failed marriage a sign of? A failed marriage is a sign that two people aren't right for each other. Some even believe in soulmates, like Anna and Boris Kozlov, who married, were separated by World War II, and then found each other 60 years later and remarried. How many years later did Anna and Boris Kozlov find each other? They found each other 60 years later. For those of us looking for a soulmate, here's some advice. According to a study that followed 130 couples over 6 years, kindness and generosity are the two best predictors of marital success. What are the two best predictors of marital success? Kindness and generosity are the two best predictors of marital success. Researchers also found that the more someone receives kindness, the kinder they are to themselves as well, which leads to happier individuals and healthier marriages. Did researchers find that the more someone receives kindness, the kinder they are to themselves? Yes, researchers found that the more someone receives kindness, the kinder they are to themselves. Nice guys and gals do finish first when it comes to long-term love. What do you think? Are humans meant to be monogamous?